And I'm joined now by the outgoing Minister for Finance and Irish Government nominee for the role of EU Commissioner, Michael McGrath. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
We were listening there to Mark Tighe talking about the Aer Lingus industrial action. A week ago, you were calling for both sides to get around the table. It's clear that goodwill is in very short supply now on both sides in this dispute. Where do they go from here?
Yeah, this is a very serious situation. It is very damaging for Irish economy, for our reputation for tourism, but more importantly even than that, just the lives of ordinary people. We've heard the human stories of weddings, of families trying to get away for a hard-earned break. We've listened to spokespersons from both the airline and the pilots saying that they're inviting each other to meetings, and yet meetings aren't happening. So there seems to be a disagreement even about the terms of engagement. Normally when two parties want to meet each other, it happens. So they need to meet. And it is concerning that the Labour Court clearly arrived at the view, having met both on a bilateral basis, that there wasn't a foundation for further engagement right now. We know that timing is always important when it comes to these matters, but every day that this goes on just causes more and more damage and human misery. And it's not fair. And the truth is that both parties here are going to have to move. In any dispute, nobody gets everything that they want.
How do we get them to move, though? Is there a role for government, even a government-appointed mediator, to bring them together?
Well, the mediator is the Labour Court. The mediator is the industrial relations machinery that we have, and they have tremendous expertise in this area. They've been involved in many, many disputes down the years, and they have the judgment and the experience to know when is the right time to bring the parties together into the one room. And clearly, having listened to both parties in the last couple of days, they did not feel that we are yet at that point. So it is about timing, but both parties just have to recognise the reality. This dispute is hurting. It's hurting ordinary people. It's hurting the Irish economy. It's hurting our brand, our reputation. And the sooner they get into a room and sit down around the table, the better. Because the damage is only going to grow by the day, and this will be resolved. And does that have to come after a protracted dispute that causes an even greater level of damage? I would hope it doesn't.
Congratulations on your nomination as European Commissioner. Was it
Thank
a job you sought?
Yes, it is a job that I indicated an interest in seeking because of the importance of the role being at the table of the College of Commissioners in the European Union is an extraordinary honour. I will have to undergo an extensive ratification process, so I now need to immerse myself in that over the coming months. But to be at that table bringing an Irish perspective to a whole range of different issues around trade and economic development, agriculture, migration, regulation of tech, so many different issues that get decided essentially at an EU level. And the European Union is the executive arm of the European Union. It initiates legislation, it proposes policies, and then manages and oversees the implementation of those policies. And in the next number of years, we will have a new EU budget, we will have a new common agricultural policy, and Ireland will host the presidency of the European Union.
Well,
so it's an extraordinary opportunity for Ireland as well.
And we'll talk a little bit about the brief that you would want and that you'll be seeking. But before we do that, just on that point of leaving, you've only delivered one budget as Minister for Finance. You waited a long time to get your feet under the table in a ministry elected in 2007. It might be surprising that you would feel now is the time to walk away, your work unfinished in the Department of Finance?
Well, I will be continuing in public service. It will be in a different role and on a different stage, hopefully. And, you know, I have been an elected representative for 25 years. I started in June of 99 and at Passage West Town Council and then Cork County Council and then Dáil Éireann. And I want to express my enormous gratitude to the people of Cork who've supported me right through that time. I will continue as a TD until the ratification process is concluded, and hopefully I'll be able to take up the position in around 4 months' time. But it does mean that I won't be contesting the next election.
It does.
But
and
I am satisfied when I look at where we are economically and what my core responsibility has been and is up to today as Minister for Finance. We're in a good place, and I'm leaving behind an economy a public finances, okay. a labour market that is in good health.
But you know, you were seen as a future Fianna Fáil party leader, both within and without the party. Is that an ambition that is now ended or parked?
Well, look, I always say, and I said in response to the question about the Commission, even in recent months, who knows what the future holds? And the commitment that I'm giving is having received the privilege of being the Irish government nominee, and that provided I can navigate through the ratification process, I will do a full 5-year term as European Commissioner.
But and you're we'll, not
bring, we'll bring
out,
that Irish voice and Irish perspective.
You're not ruling out that at some point you might return to Irish politics.
I would never rule that in or out, because who knows what will happen down the line. I'm committed to public service, and there's no doubt but having the experience of being a Commissioner in the European Union greatly adds to your knowledge, to your experience.
Okay.
So I'm not ruling anything in or out, but what I'm committing to is...
Is this about conversations, Michael McGrath, that you and Micheál Martin have had? Is Micheál Martin going to lead Fianna Fáil into the next general election and sees himself serving 5 years? You'd spend 5 years in Brussels and eventually return to maybe still seek the leadership
I can
of the
assure
party.
You
that it was a job that you wanted.
There is no such grand plan, I can assure you of that,
It
Mary.
Was a job you would have liked, though, and wanted.
Micheál Martin's position is absolutely secure.
You would have liked to be the leader of Fianna Fáil.
Lead us into the next election.
You would have liked to be the leader of Fianna Fáil.
And he will hopefully be Taoiseach after the next
You would have liked to be the leader of Fianna Fáil.
Well, I've never ruled it out.
Okay, and you're still not ruling it out.
Well, as I said, you never know what the future holds. But look, I've just received the nomination to be Ireland's representative in the European Commission. It's an extraordinary honour. I now have to prepare for what is an arduous process over the months ahead, and then bring that Irish voice and that Irish perspective to the Commission table over the next number of
what
years.
What brief are you seeking? An economic brief, but give us your top three picks.
Well, look, my background, my qualifications, my experience, my skill set all point to a portfolio in the broad economic financial area. But there will be many member states who will be seeking such a portfolio. So there are no guarantees. But that is why we will all work together. The support of the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, will be very important. And I want to thank him for the commitment he has given to fully supporting what is the Irish nominee to get the best possible portfolio. So his involvement in the EPP is very important, and relationship with Ursula von der Leyen. The Taoiseach, of course, is part of the Renew Group and has a very good relationship with President von der Leyen as well. And Eamon Ryan is part of the European Green Party movement.
So we'll be
asking
approach.
For the support of all of the Irish interests and all of the Irish parties to get the best possible portfolio for the Irish nominee. I'm not the nominee of a party, I'm the nominee of the country.
I understand that.
I'll be representing the
looking
country.
Looking at Cork South Central, a by-election or a general election, and will your brother likely be the Fianna Fáil nominee to run for that seat to replace you?
No, I will be able to remain as a TD for probably the next 4 months or so. And then it will be a matter then for the government to decide whether to hold a by-election or to wait for a general election. My brother Seamus has been a county councillor.
5,000 first preferences in the
He's been
the
a county councillor
election.
For 17 years. He's,
he's ready, a
fantastic public representative who earned those votes himself through his extraordinary hard work. And, you know, he will speak for himself in due course, but he's made no secret of the fact he'd love to have an opportunity to run.
Right.
But of course, that's all subject to nomination process and the usual procedures within the Fianna Fáil party.
A final quick question in the final hours of you as Minister for Finance. You have been, I think it would be fair to say, opposed to a direct exchequer funding model for RTE. Is that still your position?
So the decision will be made shortly. That's the important point to make. We had a good discussion yesterday when Minister Martin brought to Cabinet the implementation plan for the recommendations arising from the Expert Advisory Committee reports. So progress is being made. And she was very clear, and I agree with her, that now is the time for the government to make a decision. And the plan is to do that before the end of July, and the work is well underway. And there are different perspectives within government. I won't be the key decision maker now in that, but I fully trust my colleagues will arrive at the right decision that works well for RTE, but also works well for taxpayers and ensures the independence and the integrity of public service broadcasting can be protected and maintained into the future. And
the
that's
question,
a very important
the
consideration.
The question, though, about your own position being opposed to a direct funding funding model. Is that still your position?
That is still my own personal position, but there will be a decision made by Cabinet over the weeks ahead, and it will take into account all of the factors, including ensuring the preservation of that vital, independent public service broadcasting remit that is, you know, at arm's length of government. We have to make sure, when we look at everything that's going on around the world, that no one is interfering in your day-to-day work, and that is vital for our democracy.
Michael McGrath, thank you very much for coming in to us.
Thank
we look
Mary.
Forward to speaking to you as European Commissioner.